This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. It was a busy weekend. Melissa's got the Wu flu, and so we had to get some stuff going for her. She's doing great. A couple of other friends have Wu flu. Lori, I hope you're doing well. Marie, I know Stu's doing good. He and I talked. Hope you're convalescing well. And a few others out there. So we certainly hope you get into pink here real soon. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to begin the show, and I'm going to probably use this person's message to me to do a little bit of, I don't know, I don't want to say chastising because I don't like to get after people, but this person writes to me quite often and is a vaxxer. More specifically, a COVID vaxxer. And I think she's obsessed with rationalizing her decision to get vaccinated. And frankly, I don't care. If she wants to be vaccinated, be vaccinated. But what really cracks me up about her, her name is Kathy, that's all I'll say, is she wants me to be schooled on, why are you not getting vaccinated? And oh, by the way, Kevin, your opinion is getting out there to people. Why are you telling people not to get vaccinated? Now, I could ask the same question. If it's a matter of who can tell the most people? It could be me. It probably is. I don't think she's got a radio show. She may not have the bully pulpit, but it isn't like I'm some, like people are listening to me like Fauci the fraud. But here's what she wrote to me. Did you really say COVID is no more serious than the common cold and that we shouldn't vaccinate our children against it because only 4,000 kids have died of it last year in the United States? And the short answer is no, I didn't. I said there have been roughly 3,428 people, children under the age of 17, who have reportedly died of COVID since it started, not in the last year. So I want to make people understand the supposition of her, you know, her question to me or her comment to me is completely wrong because I didn't say it was in a year. We're not talking about a year. We're talking about since this scamdemic began. Now, I'm about to rip a hole in everything that Kathy sent me because she did send me good data. I want you to understand, I'm not getting after her. In fact, I'm happy that she engaged this way because, see, this is the type of dialogue people need in order to understand. Now, before I get into Kathy, I'm going to tell you this. Joe Rogan had a guy on his show who made the comment, more kids are dying from myocarditis when they get the Wu flu than when they get the vaccine. And Joe Rogan said, that's not true. And then the guy goes, yeah, look it up. So Joe's producer looks it up, and sure enough, the data verified it. See, this is why I get so sick of people that put all their efforts, like Joe Rogan is a super popular guy, makes over $100 million on his show. And you know what Joe Rogan didn't do? He had no ability to push back and say, yeah, well, you know what? Here's your problem, professor, doctor, so-and-so. The data that you're comparing against, which, by the way, the guy says you have an 8 times more chance of dying of myocarditis as a child who gets the Wu flu than you do if you get the vaccine. That's what he said, and then he sends Joe to a place where all the data supports it. I will make sure that you understand completely today, folks, that no matter where you get your data, it is a lie. So moving on, here's what Joe should have said. I tell you what, why don't we go to the VAERS data and let's see what the CDC has to say about it. And you know what the CDC would tell you? We don't get all the reports of the problems that come from the vaccine. And in fact, we believe it's underreported exponentially, not geometrically, exponentially. So your 8 times that you say that a child who takes a vaccine is actually 8 times safer than the child who catches regular Wu flu is absolutely built on nonsense. Now, tell me if they're all the VAERS data is being reported. If every parent is reporting issues related to their kids after they get the vaccine, let me tell you what these vaxxers, these vax Nazis do, the ones who want you to get vaxxed because they got vaxxed. They won't report their problems. I can tell you right now, I know three people. I told you, you heard me tell this story, and it's gospel truth. I like that better. My buddy, whose ex-wife got the shot, and so did her sisters, three women, all are now experiencing heart problems. Now, Kathy may think that's a coincidence. But I'm going to tell you something. When three people in the same family get a shot that had no heart conditions whatsoever, and all three of them are now having to get monitored because of their heart issue, I take notice. See, that's what to me is called a clue. So, I can tell you this with 100% certainty. Nobody has reported that to VAERS. Nobody. They didn't report it. So let me ask you, if you know somebody that's having issues with their heart, ask them point blank, did you report this to your physician and demand that they put it on the VAERS system? And let me just give you the short answer. No, that is the most underreported data. Now, if Fauci the fraud and everybody else who's out there concerned about you getting vaxxed, a.k.a. the vax Nazis, were to say, look, we want real hard data, you know what you'd get? Nobody taking this freaking shot. Now, I want to go back to my very simple premise that hopefully will assuage some of Kathy's stuff, because I'm going to get into the actual data probably in the next segment. If you can give me real data, unadulterated, unpilfered, propagandized data that says, Kevin, we have tracked down to 99%. Here's what's going on when you get Wu flu, when you get VAERS, etc. Then I would tell you, and it turned out that you needed to get it. And I've said this before. All of us would get it. There's a way you can convince me to get a shot. I'm not anti-vax, but what I am is anti-vax Nazi. I'm sick of the Nazis. And I'll tell you something else. I'm sick of these know-it-all, sanctimonious vaxxers that don't know jack, and they throw data at you as if they're experts. Let me tell you something. My degrees may be in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I know that's nothing. But I'm a smart person. I know how to look at data the same way you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now. By the way, KevinJacksonShow.com. You are smart. I'm going to even go further. You're smarter than Fauci. You're smarter than Burks. You're certainly smarter than Joey Demento Biden. That's why they don't like it. I got to take a short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapse. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I left off talking about how smart and how brilliant you are because you listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And welcome back, you brilliant, smart people. And I was talking about a letter I got from a listener, and she's respectful of, Kevin, I like what you do, blah, blah, blah. But she's got this issue with me spewing out what she calls misinformation regarding COVID, children, whatever. Now, Kathy's nice, but she is a vaccine Nazi. Because, see, here's the thing that bugs me when people do this to me. It's one thing to say, Kevin, look, I recommend you do this. But when you kind of tell me what I should be doing, I revolt. And I don't revolt because I'm a, like the leftist, because I'm wrong and I want to throw a tantrum. I revolt because I have a very, very good way of coming to my conclusions. It's through the scientific method. And the reason why I can tell you that I come to my conclusions through the scientific method is because I am a scientist. Now, my science is in electrons and the behavior of electrons and other things that associated with electronics. But I do know how to look at that same process, transfer that process to medical and go, that doesn't pass the scientific method. And I can tell you this, there is nothing. That's what's so funny. In this whole process with the Wu Flu scamdemics, who passes scientific method. It's all guesstimation, and it's all what they don't guesstimate. They then pay people in order to get those people to go, oh, maneuver it this way. Make sure people feel this way about it. It's propaganda. So Kathy's message to me was, Kevin, did you say COVID was no more serious than the common cold? We shouldn't vaccinate our children against it because only 4,000 kids have died in it since last year of COVID. And I said, no, I didn't. I did not say that. I said there's been under 3,500 kids that have died of the Wu flu since it started, and we're going into 2 years, 18 months, whatever numbers are. So then she goes on, and here's what she says next. Maybe you need to look at the leading causes of death among children and get some perspective. And she says, even though you seem to not regard 4,000 children's unnecessary deaths as a tragedy, exclamation point. Now, I could get after Kathy and say, yeah, I wonder if you take this same level of outrage at the number of black kids that die every weekend in this state, in the country. Because I'm going to answer for you. No. See, that doesn't matter to her. Now, I talk about that. I talk about death from anything, and I always tell people, I don't care if it's one person, if it's your child, when it's personalized to you, it matters. But don't try to use that on me. Like, you don't care about those people dying. See, that's when I know you're trying to play your game. And that's what gets me pissed off. So even though I'm not getting after Kathy for asking the question, I am pissed off for two reasons. One, you don't get to tell me how to think. Number one. And number two, don't try to pretend that I don't have the level of care that you do. See, that's called virtue signaling. She goes on to say, I'm sure their parents do. And then she goes into the New England Journal of Medicine's numbers of who dies from what. So, number one death from children, motor vehicles, 4,074. Great. So I tell you what, Kathy, why don't we outlaw cars? Given your data, it's at least double, or it's at least equivalent, as you put it, to what you claim. I'm saying, even though your data's wrong, what about that? Why don't we outlaw cars? Oh, well, Kevin, we've tried to make them safer with CAFE standards. Well, you know what's funny? Go look up CAFE standards and see how many more kids die now than died before when we had them big old metal-covered hoopties. See, when we had them big old Cadillacs and big old Continentals, a lot fewer people died. But I don't think Kathy cares about that. Then the next one is firearms. And see, leftists love the firearm discussion because it's more. And in fact, it's more than double the actual number of kids that die from Wu flu, which, by the way, disregard the 4,000 unnecessary deaths from Wu flu, because I'm about to poke a serious hole in that in a second. More propaganda. Then there's cancer. 1,853 children die every year from cancer. Hey, I thought Joe Biden was supposed to cure that. You think Kathy and that ilk are concerned about the number of children getting cancer? You know, last time I checked, there's this product called ivermectin. And people are saying it actually is reversing cancer. Do you think the vax Nazis are stopping short long enough to say, hey, wait, did you say what, KJ? Let's take a look at that. Because we could save 1,853 children every year if we were to solve cancer. Are they doing that? Suffocation, 1,430 kids died more than Wu flu, even when you adjust the numbers. And by the way, as I said earlier, I'm going to poke holes in all these Wu flu BS numbers of the number of children who've died from Wu flu in a second. But do you think that anybody would stop and go, what? 1,430 people dying from suffocation? Let's figure it out. Hey, I wonder, is there a shot for that? 995 die from drowning, 982 die from drug overdose or poison, congenital abnormalities, 978, heart disease, 599, fire or burns, 340, etc. So you got a general idea of the numbers. Children die. And it was funny, you remember when we played that clip from Walensky and somebody said, well, I think it was somebody said, well, the number of children, Brett Baer asked her, the number of children actually getting this disease, it's pretty infinitesimal, and he gives her the numbers. And you know what she says? Well, if we can just save one child. Well, there's their logic. If we can just save one child. If we could kill 5 million by saving one, I mean, didn't we do our job? Now, I'm not saying Kathy's a leftist, but I'm going to tell you this. Your way of thinking as it relates to this is very leftist. She goes on. She says, you don't see measles, mumps, whooping cough, polio, diphtheria, tetanus. And they go and they give you all the things that vaccines have saved. And again, I got the whooping cough. I got the mumps still. I got the dip tet, as they say. So what is your rationale? See, it doesn't hold water when you can say to me, well, what about all these others? Okay, my kid's vaccinated against those others. All my kids are. But they're not vaccinated against this crap. So if you're saying, what about it? Well, what about it? So what you're telling me is when the government comes out and says, you got to get something, you got to get it, right? You can't make up your own mind about it. It's not your body. So idiotic. She says, since the numbers do not vary much from year to year, that would make COVID tied to the leading cause of death. Well, it might, except there's a problem. It wasn't for the year. So, if we did take the 20 months and extrapolate the 3,000, let's call it 3,500, you know what, let's call it 3,600 to be on the safe side, divided by, do the math on it, then if it were 2 years, we're talking about 1,800 kids a year. So, then it is no longer number one. It is not tied with the leading cause of death, which is children being hit by or dying in car wrecks. Right? It's not tied with the second leading cause of death, which is children dying by gunfire, which most of those kids getting killed by gunfire are getting killed by people who've killed them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Events are being held across America on Monday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Contessa Bryant with the New World School of Arts in Miami says everyone can participate in this year's Day of Service.
You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love.
Republican President Ronald Reagan signed legislation in 1983 declaring the third Monday in January a federal holiday honoring the civil rights activist who was assassinated in Memphis in 1968. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's still too soon to say whether the Omicron COVID variant will be the final wave of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Earth is expecting a close encounter with a giant asteroid on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is expected to fly past Earth this week. NASA has classified the huge space rock as potentially hazardous. Asteroid 7482 is a little over a half mile wide and, like I said, around the size of the Empire State Building, and has been tracked by NASA scientists since it was discovered by astronomer R.H. McNutt. It will fly by Earth tomorrow at 43,754 miles per hour. To watch it pass by Earth, anyone with a backyard telescope of about 6 inches or bigger in diameter should be able to see it. 7482 orbits the sun every 1.5 years.
Nearly 6 years after Prince died of an overdose, his $156 million estate is being divided equally among his three heirs and a New York music company. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you haven't gotten vaccinated, do it. Personal choice impacts us all, our hospitals, our countries. I make a special appeal to social media companies and media outlets. Please deal with the misinformation and disinformation that's on your shows. It has to stop. COVID-19 is one of the most formidable enemies America's ever faced. We've got to work together, not against each other.
If they get rid of the misinformation and disinformation on shows, Joe Biden and Fauci will have nothing to say. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Talking about, I'm using a letter I got from a lady named Kathy as a metaphor. I'm not getting after her per se, but I'm getting after her ilk. Because I'm sick of them. They're never going to beat me up. You're never going to make me do something I don't want to do. And I think most of you feel much the same. And I'm sick of their misinformation. These people are so misinformed, so misguided, they're killing people. Fauci was grilled by Rand Paul, and they said, you've killed 4 to 5 million people. Who knows how many ultimately he will have killed by forcing this vaccine, this death poke on people that has far-reaching implications. And what's funny, the people who talk about this, they don't do any more research on, you know, are these soccer players really dying of myocarditis? Are these people, I'm watching the videos of young people all over the world dropping like flies, and these people ignore it. They wholly ignore it. I'm done tolerating shot Nazis thinking they can spew misinformation and nonsense without rebuttal. So on behalf of the free-thinking, amazingly smart people who have decided against the death poke and listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I'm dedicating this show mostly to you. Now, Kathy goes on after citing, misquoting me and giving me all the stats about how kids die, which I'm going to poke a serious hole in that in a minute. And by the way, we got a ton of stuff to talk about. Shrinkflation, race relations, Marilyn Mosby, you know her, the AG of Baltimore, fraud, accused of fraud by the FBI. If I had a nickel for every leftist who got prominence because of some, thing, like in her case, defund the police or some cop shooting, and then we find out later that they're frauds, I could build a house in Paradise Valley. Anyway, Kathy writes, when have you heard of one child dying of the common cold? I haven't. I'm not even going to look it up, but I will tell you this. 4,500 people a year die from the common cold. So using her logic, don't you care about those people? What if that was your mother or your father, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your cousin, your uncle? 4,500 people die from the common cold. We're not looking for a cure. And then she goes on, maybe you need to reconsider your sources of information. Your lack of medical knowledge, your failure to interpret medical and statistical information meaningfully, your determination to not back away from a stance even though it is dangerously wrong. See, that's the stuff that gets me. And in this, the last one, which should have been five, but she labeled it four again, so I guess it's 4B. Your extremely cavalier attitude towards the deaths of 4,000 children. Because she's getting after me yet again. Well, now I'm taking it personal. At this point of the email, I'm taking it personal. Really? So, all those things that apply. I would say to you, Kathy, why don't you look at yours? Because your cavalier attitude, as I said earlier, towards the number of children who are killed by gunshots, by weapons, by guns, that one cracks me up. Because that's one that is squarely on the backs of the legislators who are allowing this type of thing to happen, and you don't care. Double the amount of the people killed by Wu Flu. That's not your passion play? Oh, and for the record, you don't have any medical knowledge either. And you, unlike me, do not have the statistical background or the logical background, because I will put my background against yours any day of the week. I'll go Joe Biden on you. I'll put my background. You want to do some push-ups, you dark-faced pony soldier? I will put my logic background against yours any day of the week. And for the record, you're welcome to come on this program. So, yes, I do have an extremely cavalier attitude towards statistics that make you believe that you are holier than thou when it comes to who cares about life and death more. That's a very good sign, by the way, people, when you know you're dealing with somebody disingenuous. So anyway, I went out and I pulled the statistics just to be on the safe side, and here are the actual numbers, which apparently Kathy didn't go get. Here's what it says. At least 1,015 children ages 0 to 17 have died from COVID in the United States. This was as of December 30th of last year. This is according to the data from the CDC. They said the majority of these deaths, 515, have occurred in the past 3.5 months. Since September 1st of 2021, as a direct result of Biden's homicidal reopening campaign, school reopening campaign this fall. So they're blaming it on the schools being reopened have killed these kids. Now, as I said earlier, I'm going to poke holes in this data like you wouldn't believe. It then goes on to give the breakdown of data. 323 children ages 0 to 4 have died. 215 ages 5 to 11. 243 ages 12 to 15, 234 ages 16 to 17. Okay. Then they get that. So I wanted to go on and look at, give you something else as food for thought. So I looked up the flu. How many kids die from the flu? I will bet you money that Kathy doesn't know the number of kids that die every year from the flu on average. So I'm going to give it to you. On average, if you go back about 20 years, the number of kids who died from the flu is roughly 110. Okay? In 2019 to 2020, pre-COVID, there was a surge. 195, let's just call it 200 to be on the safe side, died from the flu. I'm going to read you this statement from the 2021 season. This is from hive.rochesterregional.org. You can look it up. There's other sources for this. Pediatric deaths are the number of deaths of people under the age of 18. In 2019, there were 195 pediatric deaths from the flu. And in the 2020-21 season, there was one pediatric death. One. Now, we've averaged 110 over the last 20 years. There was only one. Now, I'm no genius when it comes to statistics, but I do know statistical anomalies. And here's what I'm going to tell you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 194 deaths from the flu were counted as COVID. So of the 1,015 that the CDC claims died from the Wu flu, I bet you dollars that number is under 1,000, and it's well under 1,000 because it was partially due to the flu. And then, in case you need a little bit more information, Kathy, let's just remember that only 25% of the so-called Wu flu deaths among big people, or it's actually 23%, don't include comorbidities. So how do we know these kids didn't contract pneumonia, the regular flu, or some other type of debilitating disease that killed them, when we do know for a fact from the CDC's information itself that 78% of the people who die with Wu flu, I'll get it out, didn't die from Wu flu. Idiotic. See, this is the stuff that drives me crazy. And I'm the one that's got the cavalier attitude. I'm the one that's not determined to back away. Look, this has nothing to do with determination. Let me tell you what I'm not going to back away from. I'm not going to back away from common sense, the ability to discern, and the truth. And I will guarantee you, I'm not the only one that feels this way. See, the good news about America is there are lots of us who are beginning to feel this way. We're saying enough is enough. There is nothing, repeat, absolutely nothing that has happened in this scandemic that should have had us on lockdown. We have the most infectious of all the Wu flus so far. And I can vouch for that. Omicron's infectious. My wife has been around multiple people who had regular Wu flu, including myself and our son, our youngest son, and she didn't get it. She makes one trip, she gets exposed to one of our friends who has Omicron, she catches it, now she's sick. No big deal, I mean, she's sick, no problem. She'll get well. But here's the thing. Neither Fauci nor Biden or anybody else, lockdowns, whatever they want to do, is going to stop you from getting something that you're going to get. Common cold, Wu flu, regular flu, etc. Get over yourselves. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Shrinkflation, Fauci's flawed science. Hang in there, people. We love having you here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let it slip, pick up it, check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This may be one of the funniest things I heard in a while. This dude, I'm going to call him the vaccination rapper. He appeared before the Dallas City Council. And here's what this goofy white boy did when he had his 2 minutes in front of the City Council of Dallas, Texas.
Vaccinate! You're gonna get corona from Mona! Don't vaccinate! Don't wait! Don't hesitate! You gotta vaccinate in the Lone Star State! Vaccination is so great! Vaccinate me all day long! Vaccinate your daddy and mom! Vaccinate my body! Vaccinate me at the party! A vaccine dream! I love the vaccine all day long! I want to vaccinate your mom! I wanna stick it deep in your arm! Oh my! Where are you? I wanna vaccinate you, but you can't hear my song. Vaccinate me in my thong. Vaccination, right or wrong. Dr. Fauci, give me that ouchie. I want it in my body. Vaccinate me too. Go to the party. Omar is back. Vaccinate me, white or black. Vaccinate you. Vaccinate who? Vaccinate you all day long. Vaccinate your daddy and mom. Vaccinate me in my thong. Vaccinate the mayor. I am a vaccination player. What can I say ya? I'm the real Ron Sayer. Prime, tap, nine and nine. On the ground all the time. I blow your mind. I spit the rhyme. I commit the crime. I'm always on time because I'm nine and nine. And I grind the shack and I blow your mind one more time. Vaccinate your mind, vaccinate your body, vaccinate your life in your vaccination party. I love y'all. Peace.
It's even funnier when you see the video. Vaccination rapper. Vaccinate your dad and mom. Vaccinate me in my farm. Welcome back. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That tickles me, man. I don't know what it does for you. The vaccination rapper. I hope this guy gets a deal. I mean, I could hear the hip, you know, Sugar Hill Gang behind him. Vaccinate me in my thong. I love the part where he says, Dr. Fauci, give me that ouchie. Oh, man. That dude could be on our team. Yeah. See, my producer's even like, yep. He could be on our team. Oh, man. This whole vaccination thing. It's funny to me because, not funny, I think it's bad. I think it's intentional, of course, to divide the country because the people who've chosen not to get this vaccination, who have been cleverly called non-vaxxers, are, for the most part, vaccinated against something. But we've got this division, and now the fight is over what? The fight is over how dangerous do you think it is? You're not taking it seriously enough. And so here's what I say. I look at everybody wearing a mask as a fraud. I do. Now, I'm not talking about people that go, yeah, Kev, I don't like getting spit on, all that. I get it. Right now, in my house, Melissa wears her mask. You know why? She's got Omicron. And it's super, super, contagious, yet neither me or our kiddo got it. Now, we both have gotten the Wu flu. Maybe we have built up the antibodies, which, oh, by the way, nobody's talking about. Nobody. I would love to see the studies that are, I'm talking about public. I'm not talking about, well, we've looked into the people that have had, you know, Wu flu. You know, let me put it this way. If the people who had Wu flu were still catching Wu flu and getting very, very ill from it and hospitalized, I guarantee you Fauci the fraud and all these vax Nazis would be, you need to get vaccinated. Even if you got the Wu flu, you got to get vaccinated. They would be yelling at you. But you notice their silence is deafening. It's deafening. I will ask you this. And maybe you want to give us a call. 844-551-8255 or send us a note at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you've had Wu flu, how concerned are you with getting any of the variants? There, I got Wu flu. What were the dates? It was back in October. And I don't remember all the specifics, but it was, I believe, it was in October. And there was something tied to it where I thought I'd never forget. Because I was thinking about it the other day, and I had the date in my head. Long story short, I had it a while back. So it's been plenty of time. I've gone through, and I got regular Wu flu. I didn't get, this was in 2019. So I got regular Wu flu. And then there was the alpha, the beta. My son, he actually researched and found the beta. I didn't even know there was a beta. There's delta, which is supposed to be the most deadly of them, right? And then there was lambda, mu, and omicron, g. Now we've got delta cron and flu cron. I think it's what they're calling the other one, fluorocron or something that reminded me of Winona. Fluorona. So we've got all these iterations. I've had Wu flu. That's it. I had it roughly 6 months after it started. I had nothing else. I've had no variants. My son's had no variants. We haven't been sick since. In fact, I haven't even had a cold. I haven't even had the regular flu.
And then we learn, according to, now this isn't Kevin Jackson speaking, these are the CDC, I heard Fauci and other people say this. Not that I believe these clowns, but if you get Omicron, well, it'll protect you against everybody else. No, don't try that on me. I had regular Wu flu. I haven't gotten any variant. So when Fauci comes on, he's asked the question directly, well, what about herd immunity and the people that, and he doesn't answer. Go look at any interview that this guy's had, and they ask him specifically, what about the people who've had it? How are they doing? Are they still dying? Should they get vaccinated? It's a reasonable question. Nobody's answering it. I decided to look it up because I get curious. See, that's how the scientific mind works. It goes, huh, what could you possibly find? Here's the first one that comes up if you decide to do a little bit of extra research. This is from NIH.gov, National Institute of Health. Lasting immunity found after recovery from COVID-19. The immune systems of more than 95% of people who recover from COVID have durable memories of the virus up to 8 months after infection. That's longer than any shot that Fauci has talked about. By the way, I dare any of the people listening to the program that are vax Nazis, go look at what Fauci says about the double getting the doses of J&J, Moderna, or Pfizer. Look how long it lasts. And then go to the NIH website and you will see lasting immunity found after recovery from COVID at least 8 months. Up to 8 months, I should say, not at least, after infection. And that's them guessing right now. Because, see, I'm going to tell you, mine's been well over a year. I've been on planes, I've been around people speaking, you name it. I haven't gotten anything. Now, here's the next one. No point. This is from www.news.medical.net. Go Google this yourself. This isn't me making it up. No point vaccinating those who've had COVID-19. That's what that article, that is the title. No point vaccinating those who've had COVID. Scientists from the Cleveland Clinic, USA, have recently evaluated the effectiveness of the coronavirus vaccine among individuals with or without a history of severe acute respiratory, blah, blah, blah. Study finding reveals that individuals with previous infection do not get additional benefits from vaccination. Do not. Do you think Fauci or anybody is reporting any of this information so people can see it? Hey, by the way, Kathy, if you're out there, look it up. Reinfection rates. They looked at the reinfection rates among people. It's dismally low among people who've already had Wu flu. Here's another one from NIH. Potent antibodies found in people recovered from COVID-19. Oh, I guess you need more data, right? You need more. Look, here's what I'll tell you. Go look at any of the things that related to studies on people who've had COVID-19, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anything negative. Anything that does not tell you when you've gotten this disease, your body adapts and it builds up protection and your antibodies kick in, even to the point where on the www.nih.gov, here is the title, Potent Antibodies Found in People Recovered from COVID-19.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.